Okay, I want to ask you some questions. The first one could be the hardest or it could be the easiest question for you.
As a sibling, it's so easy to, actually as anyone, it's so easy to hold on to your most salient and strong memories of someone. And even if they change, it's sometimes hard for your impression of them to catch up to the actual speed at which they're changing.
Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, a space where we share the underrepresented perspectives that shape our lifelong journey of learning and unlearning. I'm Tan.
And I'm Sophia. We share new episodes every Sunday, and thank you for joining us today. On our podcast, we've talked about a lot of different types of relationships. Relationships with parents, with friends, with mentors, with professors, with colleagues, with romantic partners, with yourself. But we have never done an episode focused on relationships with siblings.
I wonder why.
Yeah. You have met both of my siblings and you don't have siblings. And you also got to work with Ivana on set. So I'm really excited to introduce you to both my siblings in this very special way.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Of course, as an only child, don't really understand what sibling dynamics look like. I have this image in my head of always wanting a sibling because I imagined it could be 2v2 of the kids versus the parents. But I know that's not always how it pans out. I hear that there are lots of fights and arguments that siblings can have with each other. But that's one of the questions I love asking other people. I love asking them how many siblings they have, how close they are, if they were close growing up compared to how close they are now. And so I know you have very unique relationships with both of your siblings. And so I'm really excited to dive deeper and get to learn how you've become friends with your siblings.
Yes, it has been quite the journey, and the journey looks very different with my brother, who's 2 years younger than me, and my sister, who is 11 and a half years younger than me. So let me just give a quick intro. Like I said, my brother and I are 2 years apart. We went to the same middle school, same high school. We also went to the same small college in LA and went to the same city after college. Of course, it was all 2 years apart. We both grew up playing music. He's a very talented violinist and pianist, and also sings really well, just like so gifted in music. And we grew up also doing a lot of the same church activities that our parents attended. So those are some of the similarities, but some of the differences is that he did a lot more sports than I did, and my parents were a lot more lenient with him than with me. So we can talk more about that later if we want, but yes, we have talked quite a bit about that. My sister, Ivana, she and I are 11 and a half years apart. So what does that actually look like? This means that when I was starting my senior year of college, 12th grade, she was starting first grade. We actually have a picture where I went to my senior's photo day. You know how you take like a special photo as a senior? And I was holding my sister in my lap and she was starting first grade. And she just looks so tiny. She's a little baby.
Oh my goodness.
She and I mean, just because we just didn't really have that many things overlap. Like, she and I went to different elementary schools, different middle schools. She's now going to the same high school that I went to. But we did have a lot in common for our childhood. We both played piano, did a bunch of the similar like choir and art things, but she's also a lot more athletic than I am. She's really good at basketball. And you know Ivana because Ivana was in one of your short films. She was a child actor, so it was so special to get you to see you two interact on set.
Yeah, I think you have spoken a lot about Ivana, and so it was really cool to get to know her after having heard so much about her, and also just even analyzing myself of like how much of like the stories that you've shared with me, how much has that influenced my pre-perception of Ivana before I met her, and then just discovering all these things. Like, my favorite fact about her is that I love to tell people is that she's kind of like an old soul because she loves crocheting and showing people around her garden. So I think that's such a beautiful, unique attribute to Ivana that's not necessarily something you would have shared with me in terms of your dynamic with your siblings, because that's more of Ivana's interest versus her interacting with you.
What was it like? What am I like when I'm with her? Giggly? Silly?
You are silly. Okay, the first time I had ever met Ivana was when I came over to your house to do the little classical music video interviewing you. And I remember we took some footage of you two just dancing around the piano. And so that was probably the first time I'd ever seen her. And also we hadn't really interacted in person that much at that point. And so that was my, you know, one of my earliest memories of you, just dancing around with your sister. And so when we were on set together, I also just felt like Ivana has this very infectious happiness and personality. And so even the people over Zoom were just so kind and so fun. Yeah. And they really loved how she, you know, would yell epicness and like, this is the epic take and just all this stuff. Yeah. And so I feel like she really brought out the inner child in all of us. Yeah. And I think I see that come out of you as well.
I think bringing my sister around is an interesting litmus test for my friendships, because I really care about how my friends treat my younger sister. Like, if she's being like, you know, a silly little kid, and if she's being kind of cheesy and being like, epicness, I want to see my friends like respect that instead of brushing her off and being like, oh my gosh, like, so annoying, this little kid, so cheesy. I want to see my friends like get into it, and I really value that. And so it was really fun to see you two interact.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, please evaluate me as your friend and how I interacted with your sister. And also, I was curious if you have had those interactions with friends. Like, have you seen a friend kind of brush her off?
It wasn't like a close friend brush her off. It was like some guys that I knew from college who were just stopping by my home because they were like in the area. Mm. And they were kind of like, didn't want to entertain her in that moment when she was like trying to be a fun little kid. And I was like, dude, red flag. It's so easy just to be like, oh my gosh, like, thanks for showing me your drawing. Like, that's not hard at all. But yeah, oh my gosh, your interactions with Ivana were so special, like, because you had to work with her a lot. As a director of the short film, you had to work with her a lot to help her develop her character and develop her voice. And so it was like so cool to see you like be very creative in bringing out her emotions, because she's never acted before. And it's like, you took a chance on her.
Yeah. Okay, I want to ask you some questions. The first one could be the hardest or it could be the easiest question for you.
Okay.
Do you love your siblings?
Oh, I love my siblings.
Oh, that was so sweet. Oh my goodness. What a great way to begin. All right. So obviously I know your siblings through you. So I never got to see what they were like growing up and what your dynamics were like growing up. So what are some of your earliest memories with your siblings, or just of them, that may be similar or different from how they are now?
Ooh, earliest memory of my brother. We both did music lessons. He and I both did piano, but he also did violin. And I just remember him, this little rascal, he would never practice piano, never practice violin, show up to the lesson and absolutely crush it. Like, you would just be shocked to learn that he did not touch his instrument throughout the week. And a related memory is my parents telling him that he was very talented and asking him to apply himself more. And they tried to motivate him in a way that was a little bit hurtful to me. Like, they would say, like, oh, your sister's not as smart, but look, she's working so hard and that's why she's so good. Oh. Look at you. If you worked as hard as your sister did, or even half as hard as your sister did, you would be just as good. I think this was, and obviously, like, my parents didn't mean to hurt me, but like, I really, really remember that comparison. And I remember, you know, people always say, oh, you should compliment someone's effort rather than their raw ability. And, like, I agree to some extent, because your effort is something that you can put effort in, that you can actually work on and control. But there's something kind of painful about being told that you bring a lot of effort, but not a lot of raw skill. And it's like a weird backhanded compliment. So, sadly, I remember that very, very clearly. My sister, oh my goodness, my first memory of her was, you know, before she was even born. There was one day where my mom is very religious, and so we did a lot of Bible studies. And one day my brother was goofing off, and I was also not that interested. And she absolutely lost her temper, and she's like, soon we're not going to have time to do Bible studies. And I was like, oh, are we like going on a trip or something? She's like, no, we're not going on a trip. We're just not going to have time. And deep down, like, I just knew. I was, like, 10 years old at that time. I just knew that I was going to have a little sibling. So, like, totally out of left field, right? But I just knew. Mm-hmm. And I said to my mom, I was like, Mom, are you having a baby? Like, are we having another sibling? She's like, no. And I'm like, we totally are. And there was just something I just knew. So, and I was right.
Wow. I think it's interesting that your earliest memories of your siblings aren't necessarily things that they did, but actually more of your parents' projections onto them and just how you ended up being compared or how that affected you as as a child.
Yes.
Like it was your brother being compared to his quote-unquote talent and was presumably having less talent than him. And then with your sister, just that your lifestyle was going to completely change and you needed to maximize the time you had in Bible study because you were about to not go to Bible study anymore.
Yes. That's an interesting observation. So interesting. Yeah. I would say my first memory with my brother was when I was probably 6 and he was like 4. Mm-hmm. And then with my sister, it's when I was 10 and she was not born yet.
Yeah. See, I feel like we always remember things that adults say when we're so super, super young, and the adults may not even realize that we would have the capacity to remember those things.
Totally. I would say if I had to summarize what my siblings were like in elementary school, I would summarize my brother as just mischievous. He was just up to no good. He was very mischievous. My sister, Ivana, I would say she's very observant. Like, even as a baby, she just seemed to really recognize faces really quickly or be really attuned to people's emotions, be really attuned to her own emotions. Mischievous brother, observant sister.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because right now when you say mischievous, you say it with a laugh. But I know back in the day, you would not have said that with a laugh. No. So I'm particularly curious about your relationship with your brother because we have talked about your relationship with Ivana a little bit. So what was like the turning point in terms of how you feel, how your feelings towards your brother have shifted over the years?
Yeah, I think it's, as a sibling, it's so easy to, as anyone, it's so easy to hold on to your most salient and strong memories of someone. And even if they change, it's sometimes hard for your impression of them to catch up to the actual speed at which they're changing. And so I think, I mean, I'm going to tell the story with this caveat that he may have been changing and growing, and I just may have not noticed. So I went to Pomona, and then 2 years later, my brother joined me. And when he started college, I was a junior, and he was a first year at Pomona. And that's when I think I noticed that he started to appreciate my advice and my help more. And he actually, I think he found a lot of happiness in college, and that overall happiness and sense of fulfillment and the friendships that he made kind of spilled over into other areas of his life. And so he became someone who was like a safe haven and a friend to me. For example, there were times when I was really stressed and I wouldn't go to the dining hall and eat. And he would go into the dining hall and pack. He would take like a green box and pack like veggies or chicken for me. And then he would bring it to his dorm room and make ramen for me. And so I was like I could have, in high school, me and him, that would have never happened. But I think in college, he just became happier and just like had more happiness to share and to give to others.
Can we just take a moment? That is very sweet. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Just because I don't know that many siblings that go to the same college. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I don't know what his motivation was to go to Pomona, but I can imagine like what you were saying earlier with your earliest memory of your brother, that you were very aware of the comparison and talent that was kind of talked about. I could imagine on the flip side, he could have also felt like he had really big shoes to fill growing up because you were very hardworking and very diligent and did excel regardless of whether what percentage of that was talent versus effort. And so I can imagine that I hear that story of like younger siblings like being in the shadow of the older sibling a lot, and oftentimes, and I feel like a lot of people choose to go to different colleges from their siblings so that they can, that's like their first chance to differentiate themselves. Yeah. And so I think that's very sweet that not only did he end up going to the same college as you for whatever reason, but he chose to engage with you and also to help you out and support you in ways that I feel like is very mature and adult that you wouldn't expect in college.
Yeah, and not only was that a turning point in our relationship, but it was like the start of, how do I say this? That singular event actually, like that singular event of him going to Pomona led to a lot of other really important memories and similarities. Pomona is just a very, I would say we both had very unconventional high school experiences in this like private religious high school. And then Pomona is a liberal arts college, very different from like a UC that's really big or like another private school. Pomona is so academic and research focused, and it's like the cool thing to do is like take a bunch of different classes in different fields and then go to like grad school in something potentially obscure. And so like that's like it's a very different system of success. It's just very different. Like I would say it's kind of hard for me to explain the experience to people who didn't live it. Yeah. And so it's so special.
But I mean, whenever you talk to someone who went to Pomona, it's like, you get it. Like, you know what I went through, you know what I've had to think about and what the basis behind the decisions that I've made moving forward since college.
Exactly. And so coming from the Bay, but going to a really private religious high school and then going to Pomona, like that unique combination, like, it's so special that my brother and I got to process that together.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about your sister? I'm curious how you perceived your sister in a before a turning point, and then how your perception of your sister changed after said turning point.
Yeah, so I said my sister is very observant, and one of my first memories of that was I would come home from college, and so she would be in second or third grade, and we would go on these, like, walks together. And she would share these really poignant observations about school, like the dynamics between her classmates, her parents, her teachers. Like, for example, she once shared, like, oh, when there's a parent, sometimes there, like, she's like, there are some kids whose parents are really close with the principal, really close with the teacher, and I think the teacher treats those kids differently because they know their parents. And I was like, whoa, like, that's an interesting observation. Like, imagine like a 7-year-old telling you that they saw that going on in the classroom and felt kind of upset about it. That's like, yeah, I don't knowing know. The politics. I was kind of surprised to hear that. And so I always saw her as like a very observant person, but this was like a very concrete example of her being really observant in school. And so I would say, like, today my relationship with them is that, aside from Kevin, I would say my siblings are my go-to people to talk about, like, career. Like, I talk with my brother a lot about career. We talk a lot about family, our parents. And, yeah, it's just so special to know that they have every piece of context that they need to, like, understand what I'm going through.
Were you ever wary of how your siblings perceived you, and what do you know now about their perception of you? Like, what does that consist of?
Interesting. I wonder how they would answer these questions. Like, I wonder if there was a turning point where it's like, oh, Sophia was so, I don't know, annoying, bossy, but now I see her as like more, now I understand her better or something. I don't know what they would say, actually. You should interview.
Yeah, but sister. I guess, like, just historically, what have you kind of led yourself to believe they perceived you as, and how is that still something you believe in, or how are you not, or if you're not worried about that as much anymore, how are you not worried about it anymore?
I have worried about Ivana. I worry that she sees me as someone who has checked off a lot of the, you know, conventional boxes of success. Graduated top of her class in high school, went to a good college, is in like a very understandable and respected job, you know, blah, 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 those things. But Ivana is like, I'll get into this later. She's so chill and like, does not really care about these conventional definitions of success, that I don't think she's actually ever been bothered or burdened by me and what I've done with my life. Yeah. Like, she's like, you know, it would be really fun to one day, like, work I'm trying to think about how she's ever described her dreams for her life or her definitions of success. I don't know. I should have a conversation with her about it. But
yeah,
anyways.
We need a follow up. Yeah.
We need to have a reaction episode.
I saw your sister was posting on her Instagram story like perks of having a sister who works at Microsoft, free food, and I thought that was so cute.
Yeah. Oh, as for my brother, I don't know what his perception. I guess he probably used to find me annoying and naggy and like a parent. But I think now...
Bossy.
Yeah. I think he probably appreciates that more now.
Mm-hmm. Do you, when looking back, do you feel like you were bossy and naggy? As like an objective lens on yourself.
I was bossy. I was naggy in a way that I would have really appreciated. But I can see how, given what my brother cared about and his personality at that point in high school, he probably didn't appreciate it. But like for me, the reason I was so naggy is like I felt like I had to learn a lot of things the hard way. And I didn't want to see my siblings go through
that.
Because
you mentioned how
that.
Your parents were pretty hands-off. And so you kind of had to parent yourself.
Yeah.
And so I could totally see how that kind of leads to like you projecting your desires and needs onto him, even if like he hadn't voiced anything in particular.
Right.
And I could see how the flip side is for it to seem naggy or bossy in some ways.
And oftentimes people, even if they want help deep down, they're not going to voice it, right? So I kind of just assume like I would rather err on the side of being naggy than on the side of being hands off and not providing the help that I'm capable of providing.
So. Yeah. It's so interesting to hear how you take, again, things that your parents did in your upbringing that kind of fed into how you chose to play a part in the upbringing of your younger brother and younger sister. Mm-hmm. In terms of conversations that you have with your siblings, how are they similar and different from how you hold conversations with friends?
With my siblings, it's completely unfiltered. Like, no filter, no worrying about filter. I think there are a lot of conversations that I can have with my siblings that it's just not possible to have with friends because of context of family and the combination of our childhood experiences. And so there are some topics like about career and definitions of success and parents and how to interact with our parents that I can really only have with my brother. With my sister, again, some of the most unique conversations have to do with our parents and how to like understand them or interact with them effectively. Ivana and I have talked a lot about like the ways that we try to be a good kid so that our parents don't feel like they failed. Like even if we disagree with our parents on something, how do we still go along with it in some ways to make them feel like they've done well enough as parents.
Yeah. What a mature conversation
to
have with someone who's in middle school still.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's like a whole new paradigm, and I would love Ivana to share some of her thoughts on acknowledging that all relationships are a two-way street and how to even think about your parent-child relationship when you're younger as a two-way street and what you're contributing aside from checking off the boxes that your parents lay out for you for them to also feel just as much of that love and care coming from you and vice versa. Yeah, that's really great. For people who maybe have had a hard time building rapport or friendships with their siblings, what is one tip that you would give them? I know that's kind of a hard question because you only know your own context, but if you were to pose any particular reflection questions or things that they can do together to help foster a connection, what would you recommend?
I think one tip that applies to all friendships, but especially with siblings, is never saying, "I told you so." I personally hate it when people say, "I told you so." I think it makes me feel like, let's just say you gave me advice on something and I didn't follow it. And one day I decided to follow your advice and you said, "Oh my God, Sophia, I told you so." Like, it just makes me feel too embarrassed to ever want to rethink my actions and listen to you ever again. It's just like such a crummy feeling. Like, that moment of satisfaction you get by saying, "I told you so," is never worth it. So that's one thing. I think like when my brother eventually followed some of the advice that I shared with him, I really, really hope I never said I told you so, because I hate being told that myself. Another tip would be try to find an opportunity to hang out with your siblings with another non-family person in the room. Because I think when that person, when like a non-family person is there, you see your sibling in a different context, and it might help you break out of that really fixed mindset or impression that you had of them. Like when I saw, you know, at college, in college, I got to see my brother hang out with a lot of our mutual friends, and it like really, really expedited my ability to like update my impression of him and have my impression of him catch up with reality.
Oh, that's such a great tip. It kind of reminds me of our Your Next Date episodes where we had the guest be with a friend that they know really well and then someone that they didn't know at all, and just to so that it makes them feel more comfortable being on a podcast episode. And I also think about that with like probably I'm assuming my parents, they probably were worried whether I would be able to like be make friends and all that stuff and get adjusted every time we moved. And so I did a lot of sports, like sports teams and orchestras growing up. And I'm sure that my mom, yes, she probably stuck around because she didn't want to drive home and then come back. So like there's like an economical reason behind it. But I'm sure it also probably helped her see me interact with people my age and see that I am actually fine and that I have been able to adjust accordingly in the ways that she would have hoped or wouldn't have been able to push for other than by saying like be nice to people or like here are the ways you go by giving me a formula of some sort to like befriend people. I think it probably comforted them a little bit more to see me in that active environment, laughing with friends or just getting along with them in some way. What I mean, you've just spoken praise about both of your siblings, and I'm curious what I'm going to use a Your Next Date question. What is something that both your siblings could brag more about that they don't brag about enough?
Ooh, something Ivana does that really inspires me is that she has showed me that you don't have to be an archetype. Like, you don't have to typecast yourself. I think for me, I've typecasted myself as like, I don't want to say like nerdy, but kind of like a artsy, kind of like nerdy person. My sister, okay, she has just like a really unique combination of interests, loves basketball, loves both like really cutesy movies and like low-key kind of violent movies. She loves knitting, which is like the most like old soul grandma activity. She loves all genres of music, and like among all her siblings, she has spent the least time playing classical music, but probably spends the most time listening to classical music. And that is such like a unique combination. And when I see that, I'm so inspired, because it made me realize that like I kind of typecast myself and shove myself in a box. And there's really no need to do that. Like, you can have any combination of interest at any point in your life. Something else Ivana should brag about is being such an encouraging and present friend. We've recently talked a lot about mental health and what middle schoolers are going through these days. And like, she's had to, I think kids these days mature a lot faster. I think they're just a lot more willing to talk about difficult mental health challenges or like challenges with family. And my sister is like, so she shows me some of like the messages that she has with her friends, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you like did a really good job supporting your friend through something really hard. My brother is really good at finding a new interest and then really, really quickly catching up, learning a lot about it, and getting really good at it. And that's something that really inspires me, is to like see him go through that process so quickly. My brother is also probably the most like one of the most patient and communicative people I know, which is like shocking given what he was like in high school. Like, just seeing him have very calm conversations with my parents, I'm like, dang, in comparison, I am like the immature one now. Or even if I've had a conflict with him, he just faces it very directly, and also like directly and firmly, but also kindly. And I'm like, oh wow, I definitely don't know how to do that. He's also very fashionable. So, oh my gosh, very fashionable. There are some times when he wears some very interesting clothes and I'm like, how creative. And then I'll see BTS wear literally the same outfit and I'm like, what? Whoa, I'm very impressed.
I see your perception is different depending on who's wearing the outfit. Yeah, you know, your brother it was weird at first, and then when you see BTS, you backtrack that statement.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. You are cool. Yeah, you win. I get it. You're right.
I just want to say that in these bragging statements you gave both of your siblings, I feel like you kind of put yourself down a little bit. So I want to hype you up a little bit more because I feel like you should also give yourself credit in that you were the first child in your family, and there were a lot of expectations placed on you as the oldest sibling, and also expectations that you probably placed on yourself to be a good role model, which inevitably could lead to that typecasting. It could have led to, okay, I do need to show that the decisions I made were worth it, and I am able to be successful based on those decisions. And also, no one had the chance to really teach you how to effectively and patiently communicate with your parents. And so I just want to share that perspective. Yeah, because I think it's so wonderful that you have so much to say about your brother and sister, and I'm sure that if they had a chance to be on the podcast, they'd be saying glowing things about you too, that you would probably, and in terms of ways that, you know, you shine and they have been able to learn from you as a result. So I think the things that they do, they probably have been able to watch you and learn from you in some way.
Thank you. Brother definitely never picked up any fashion from me because I'm way, way less cool than him.
You know, I did leave out fashion in my whole spiel. So. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess upon reflecting on this conversation about your siblings and becoming friends with siblings, what do you think is so unique and empowering about having siblings as part of your life?
I would say for most people, their greatest influences and the people they spend the most time around were probably their parents, I would say, for a lot of people. And your siblings are the only ones who understand your parents the way that you do. And so I think a lot of the things I've been thinking about is like my relationship with my parents and what I want that to look like. My siblings have been really the only ones to really understand that and help me through that. There's also this feeling that, you know, assuming you have a decent relationship with your siblings, there's someone that you can be unafraid to bother and ask for help from. And I know that people have that with their chosen family. And I think it's really important to have chosen family and not just feel like you can only ask for that from your siblings. But I think in my case, I'm lucky that my siblings, who are my actual family, I also treat as chosen family, and I think they treat me as chosen family too.
What a lovely note to end the episode on. Thank you so much for sharing so many stories about your siblings. I feel like I got to know them a lot better through this episode, and if they don't listen to this episode and I happen to know a random story, they're probably going to be like, where did you hear that from? So I'm really excited for the next time I get to meet them. And yes. I thank you for confirming my innate desire of wanting siblings my whole life.
Kind of sees you as an older sister, though. Like, y'all talk about
I'm so happy. I mean, whenever people say they want to call me Anni or Nuna, I'm like, yes, I will take that any day because I've been devoid of it for my whole life. So yeah. I appreciate that. But I hope that people who also have siblings were able to really feel like this was relatable, to hear about your experiences with your siblings and also kind of, you know, take some perspective from the way that you talk about your siblings, from the turning points that you've mentioned about your siblings, and maybe apply that to their own lives, or maybe even share with us some of the ways that they've navigated conversations and improving dynamics with their siblings. Yeah. And so thank you, Sophia, for sharing all of that with us. And thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to this episode. If you enjoyed this episode at any point, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Bamboo and Glass. And if you're interested in collaborating with us, shoot us an email at bambooandglass@gmail.com. And we have our inbox wide open for any of you to reach out to us alongside our DMs. We love hearing from you. And we also love hearing some of your ideas of future episodes that we get to chat about. So with that, I hope that you all have a great rest of your week. I hope you stay safe and well, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.